This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, state of emergency after tornadoes ravage parts of the Deep South and the severe weather pushes east. Americans across the South and Midwest reeling in the aftermath of severe weather as snow forces drivers to battle whiteout conditions and more than 150,000 lose power. Sounding the alarm, the warning from the White House, a surge of COVID-19 is coming and what President Biden is offering for free to help overwhelmed hospitals. Royal rift as the Prince and Princess of Wales celebrate Christmas in England. A bombshell new episode of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Netflix series makes stunning accusations.
It was terrifying to have my brother scream and shout at me.
Gun sales in America. Why women are among the fastest growing group purchasing firearms.
I'm young. I'm a girl. I never know when a threat's going to come.
And the butterfly effect. A young girl's legacy. It's not about your lifespan, but about your wingspan.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this busy Thursday night. There are new details tonight about a military fighter jet that crashed in Texas, including the condition of the pilot. Plus, we've got the latest government move that could ban TikTok from all of its employees' phones. But we are going to begin with the week-long coast-to-coast storm that's turned deadly, now barreling towards the finish line in the east. Some parts of the U.S. were blanketed in more than 2 feet of snow. Tonight, blizzard warnings are posted across the northern plains and upper Midwest. While millions of Americans from the mid-Atlantic to New England are getting a treacherous blast of ice and snow. In the South, a massive cleanup is underway after a swarm of deadly tornadoes, 21 in Louisiana alone, carved across at least 4 states. And more than 150,000 homes and businesses across the storm zones are without power tonight. And crews are working around the clock to get the lights and the heat back on. CBS's Elise Preston leads us off tonight from just outside New Orleans in Marrero, Louisiana. Good evening, Elise.
Good evening to you, Nora. Homes across Louisiana are splintered like this one. And here in the New Orleans area, this is the second tornado families have dealt with just this year. They tell us this EF2 moved quickly, leaving them traumatized.
Now I have nothing.
Just hurts to see everything that she worked so hard for just
in the matter of seconds, just it all disintegrate.
In less than 10 minutes.
Margarita Lopez and her son Manny had just seconds to take cover in their hallway as the tornado hit.
This hallway kept you and your mother safe?
This is what kept us safe.
And you were down here and kind of shielding her, or?
I was actually here and I just had her held like this and I didn't want her to see anything. But what I saw was from here looking that way, the roof kind of lifted 3 times.
The tornado took their roof and shattered most windows. They had just bounced back from Hurricane Ida last year.
I have faith, I do believe, and I'm going to manage.
The tornado outbreak had produced at least 40 twisters across the South this week, mostly in Louisiana. In St. Charles Parish, one woman was killed and 8 others hurt when a tornado struck their neighborhood. The storm also triggered this dramatic lightning strike near a nursing home in Laplace. And in New Orleans, strong winds knocked out power for thousands of residents.
Whoa, look at that.
We dodged a bullet without having any fatalities.
Further north, the same storm system is producing heavy snow and dangerous blizzard conditions from the Dakotas to the Great Lakes. 3 people were killed near Sioux Falls when a driver lost control. More than 2 feet of snow fell in Duluth, Minnesota. Not a problem for these surfers on a frigid Lake Superior.
Now, Louisiana is under a state of emergency tonight. And while touring area damage today, the governor said, based on the level of destruction, it's remarkable more people were not hurt. Nora?
Elise Preston, thank you so much. Well, let's find out where the dangerous weather is headed next. Mike Bettis is tracking it all for us with our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. Winter Storm Diaz still causing major issues across the plains and the Midwest. Multiple states with blizzard warnings in effect. Winds gusting 50 miles an hour or more. Blowing snow, an issue. Obvious, we're going to have some problems on the roadways. Want to take you just outside the Twin Cities on Route 36. Notice the snow here. Vehicles overturned in the median. And now these travel problems working their way into the Northeast. We have snow across Pennsylvania, New York, eventually into New England. We've got rain right along I-95. All of that pushes its way farther north and east going through the day on Friday, wrapping up on Saturday. I-95 should remain mostly wet, not snowy, but we expect major slowdowns at the airports. All those airports highlighted in red anticipate lengthy delays. How much snow do we pick up? Nor in some places we are shoveling out 2 feet or more.
Incredible. Mike Bettis, thank you. Well, today, the Biden administration says it is putting emergency health personnel on standby in case hospitals become overwhelmed by a COVID winter surge. It is part of the White House's pandemic contingency plan. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there with the new details.
Congratulations on your first dose.
With 90% of the country now seeing a COVID surge, the administration is reinstating its free testing program. Starting today, Americans can order 4 COVID tests per household at covidtests.gov. According to the latest CDC numbers, COVID cases are up nearly 50% in the U.S. in just 1 week. COVID deaths are up nearly 62%.
Why are COVID deaths spiking more dramatically than COVID cases are?
Death numbers are just beginning to rise. We obviously want to make sure that does not go any further. We know we can prevent nearly every death from COVID if people get the updated vaccines and people get treated.
But so far, fewer than 16% of U.S. adults have gotten the new bivalent booster released this fall. Among them, Denise San Miguel in Dallas, who is acting now because her sister got COVID.
I was just scared that I don't want to get it.
Even before this COVID uptick, hospitals were already overcrowded with flu and the respiratory illness RSV. Though on that front, the White House COVID coordinator says there is a bit of good news.
There's still places that have very high levels of RSV. You're still, but nationally, there's no question in my mind, RSV is heading down.
The White House has been warning for months that its COVID operation is running out of money, and it's asked Congress for another $9 billion. But Republicans are pushing back. They argue the government has already spent too much on COVID. They say if the White House needs more funds, it should repurpose them from somewhere else. Nora?
Nancy Cordes, thanks so much. Well, amid growing national security concerns over TikTok, the Senate has voted to ban the video sharing app from all government devices. Many U.S. officials fear that user data on the social media app could end up in the hands of the Chinese government. It's not clear when the House might take up the same measure. Stocks took a dive today on news of lower retail sales, higher interest rates, and growing recession fears. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all suffered major losses. It's been an especially rough ride this week for Tesla shareholders as the company's CEO, Elon Musk, cashed out more than $3.5 billion in shares. Musk this week also lost his title as the richest person in the world. CBS's Carter Evans reports tonight on Musk shifting his focus to Twitter.
Elon Musk's famous photo op carrying a sink into Twitter has become fodder for fired employees now suing him.
The sink made sense because Elon is now sending Twitter down the drain.
Musk has slashed nearly half the staff, charged for check marks and reinstated banned accounts, causing users and advertisers to flee. And his effort to shore up Twitter may now be costing Tesla. The automaker stock down about 30% since he took over the social media company 2 months ago.
He's using Tesla as an ATM machine to fund Twitter. It's essentially selling diamonds to buy a $2 slice of pizza.
Musk made a name for himself as a visionary by ignoring the rules on the road and in space.
He's a Rockefeller or he's a Henry Ford of this era. His effort to buy Twitter, you know, really isn't that unusual in the age of billionaires trying to buy media properties. If Jeff Bezos has the Washington Post, Elon Musk's got Twitter.
But the way Musk uses his platform to attack opponents is thrusting him into the political spotlight. That includes his recent release of the so-called Twitter files, which allege bias in reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop and Trump's ban.
Is there a smoking gun in the Twitter files?
There's no specific smoking gun. There's a huge amount of hypocrisy from Musk himself, where he will say that this is scandalous, but then he will use the exact same techniques against anybody who's critical of him.
Tweet by tweet, the brand of Musk, you know, I believe is deteriorated. And ultimately, that's a black eye for Tesla.
Now, Musk has not responded to multiple requests from CBS. Analysts say it's a really bad time for him to be alienating customers, just as the EV market is really heating up and becoming competitively. Ultimately, critics believe Musk is going to have to choose between running Twitter or Tesla. Nora?
Carter Evans, thank you so much. And CBS Reports has a new documentary that offers an in-depth look at Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter. Be sure to check out Elon Musk Incorporated on the CBS News app. The dramatic crash of a military fighter jet was caught on camera today in Fort Worth, Texas. An F-35B, which can land like a helicopter, made a vertical landing onto the runway when it bounced and went into a spin. The pilot safely ejected as the $100 million jet came to stop in the grass. Lockheed Martin, which makes the plane, is investigating the cause of the wreck. Earlier this year, an investigation into the military's fleet of F-35s found at least one ejection seat had a defect. Effective part. Britain's Prince Harry is launching some of his most personal accusations so far in the new docuseries, Harry and Meghan, including criticism of his brother, Prince William. In the latest episodes released today, his wife, Meghan Markle, recounts the mental toll she suffered from the British press. We get details from CBS's Remy Innocencio in London.
Prince Harry accused Prince William of lashing out at him.
It was terrifying to have my brother scream and shout at me and my father say things that just simply weren't true.
This in 2020, after he announced he and Meghan would step back from royal duties. The pair also alleged the palace plotted with the press to leak and lie.
It's a dirty game. And to see my brother's office copy the very same thing that we promised the two of us would never, ever do, that was heartbreaking.
Meghan further claiming the negative media frenzy whipped up death threats, which she recounted.
Meghan just needs to die. Someone needs to kill her. Maybe it should be me.
But also whittled her down so far to consider suicide.
It's like, all of this will stop if I'm not here. And that was the scariest thing about it, is it was such clear thinking.
PR Week editor John Harrington has advice for Buckingham Palace.
I think the best thing they can do is try to move the focus away from Harry and Meghan.
And tonight they have, with a festive focus on Christmas. Kate and William arrived at Westminster Abbey for a carol concert, smiling and carrying on.
And like when the first three episodes dropped on Netflix last week, it has been no comment from Buckingham Palace yet again. Business as usual. The title of the event tonight, Royal Carols Together at Christmas, except of course without Harry and Meghan. Nora?
Raimi and Asensio, thank you. Well, a judge today handed down the longest prison sentences yet in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor. Three members of a paramilitary group called the Wolverine Watchmen received sentences ranging from 7 to 12 years behind bars. They were convicted in October of providing material support for a terrorist act and other crimes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer called their actions a threat to democracy itself. Well, we do want to turn now to a growing trend in gun sales in America. So far this year, the FBI has conducted more than 28 million firearm background checks. And among them is an increasing number of women. An industry trade group says women have accounted for about 40% of gun sales in recent years. In tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Mark Strassman shows us how the industry is changing.
Okay. Got a good stance?
In the heart of Alabama, gun country, Gracie Barhill squeezed off round after round, warming to her month-old Smith & Wesson 9mm.
There are things that you don't account for when you see it in John Wick movies. I'm young, I'm a girl. I never know when a threat's gonna come.
I mean, that's probably my favorite one.
Well, of course.
This 19-year-old's here for girls, guns, and gear. On Scott Recchio's gun range, it's a self-defense firearms course targeting women wary of threats.
It's absolutely undeniable. The world is changing, and they want to be ahead of it.
Forget gun shy. Nationally last year, one in three first-time gun buyers was a woman.
All right, go ahead.
Like Emma Boutwell.
I was definitely very nervous whenever I first shot. I need to know how to defend myself.
Let's do two rounds this time.
Gun instructor Beverly Allridge teaches these women marksmanship, gun safety, situational awareness.
It's one more tool in a toolbox.
How is instructing women different than instructing men?
Women listen better than men do. Women are just quicker just to hear and take in what they're being told and applying that.
Akita Gordon comes armed with another trend. Among black women, the firearm homicide rate has more than tripled since 2010. Today, nearly 30% of new women gun owners are black.
Because there's so many random attacks on women, I have more confidence now that I'm carrying, and now I don't have to second guess what am I going to do.
So this is actually the holster system.
She showed us Cute and Cocky, her line of women's clothes and holsters, designed to hide a gun fashionably and show self-confidence, the bullseye of most women gun owners.
To not only feel safer, but to empower ourselves, to be able to move freely in the world without immediate threats.
Many will never leave home without it. Alabama has America's highest rate of concealed weapons. For Eye on America, Mark Strassman, Calera, Alabama.
Thousands of the declassified documents on the JFK assassination were released today. We've got that story just ahead.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A former Fort Worth, Texas police officer was found guilty of manslaughter today in the deadly 2019 shooting of 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson inside her home. Aaron Dean said he fired in self-defense while responding to what police thought was a burglary, but prosecutors argued there was no evidence he saw a gun in Jefferson's hand before he fired through her bedroom window. Today, the National Archives released nearly 13,000 secret files related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. President Biden issued an executive order authorizing the disclosure, but thousands of files are still being withheld. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas, Texas, by Lee Harvey Oswald. There were no new revelations in the documents, but they included some details on correspondence between Oswald and the Soviet embassy in the weeks before the assassination. Two sailors who were lost and adrift in the Atlantic Ocean for 10 days are back on land. Their remarkable story is next. Two sailors are feeling lucky to be back on land after they were lost at sea for 10 days. The men and a dog were heading from New Jersey to Florida when they say a storm kicked up 40-foot waves that snapped their mast. A tanker crew spotted them 200 miles off Delaware this week and brought them safely ashore in New York City. A brave little girl teaches us the power of positivity in spreading a message of faith over fear. Her inspiring story is next.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The butterfly effect is the idea that even a small event like the flap of a butterfly's wings can cause widespread change. Tonight, we meet one young woman who made a big impact despite her beautiful life being cut short, and how her love of butterflies inspired her family and friends to honor her memory.
I'm walking on sunshine, whoa!
Penny Durge lived every day with joy, humor, and bravery.
She made a choice to live her life with joy and optimism.
At a young age, she was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis, a condition that can cause tumors, and in her case, led to terminal brain cancer. I've known you guys for a long time and never knew that Penny was dealing with as many medical issues that she was dealing with. She was always the face of positivity.
You're not alone, Nora. I think that that's sort of how Penny lived her life. You know, she taught us a lot. She was quietly very brave.
Looking at her, you would never know she was sick. Penny always chose positivity over pain and hoped to inspire others to find beauty in imperfection.
It's not your lifespan, Nora, it's your wingspan. And Penny lived a greater life in her 16 years than most people do in 100. So for that, we could not be more grateful.
Her family launched a foundation, and after just a week, the butterfly effect took off. Her friends have spread her message across the country with help from people like Jimmy Fallon and Eli Manning.
She was a gift to all of us, and we know she lived her life's purpose.
Teaching us to spread our wings and shine our light. Those are the words Penny Durge lived by. And with the Penny's Flight Foundation, her memory will carry on. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Good night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.